The year is 2025. The human race is almost extinct. The last 24 hours felt like 1,000 years. Yesterday, I was sleeping peacefully in my one-bedroom underground apartment. Now, I am taking off in a rocket with my partner John, tasked with saving the human race. I knew this was a possibility, I just didn't think it would happen so soon and in this manner. Let's rewind 24 hours. It was 3:30 a.m. at night. Air raid sirens started blaring. At first, my partner John and I thought this was a false alarm. Maybe some young recruit got drunk and activated the system. We quickly turned on the TV. Normally, all the news channels blabbered on about the same pandemic stuff. They always repeated the same crap about staying indoors, avoiding all human contact, and all that BS. 5 years of hearing the same pandemic crap really gets old, I might add. Who knew this virus was going to last so long and possibly lead to the demise of the United States? Anyways, the headlines tonight were different. The broadcast was titled, "Breaking News, Russian and Chinese Planes Spotted on Radar Over New York." I thought, they must be evil for going after a soft target like New York. There were barely any people still alive in New York after the virus. It was the hardest hit city by the virus in the United States. I wondered, why are they hitting New York first? Maybe they wanted to destroy historical structures. I thought, those bastards, talk about kicking us in the gut when we were already down. I thought the Russians and Chinese have to be insane for doing this. Even though we weren't the military superpower we once were, we are still very formidable. I wondered if they were just trying to make a statement, or are they trying to gather intel for a future invasion of mainland US? Here are some background details to catch you up to speed. Every country is crippled to its knees because of the virus. When the virus started back in late 2019, they said 2 months, it'll be over. Then 2 months turned into four, and four turned into an entire year. The US government passed stimulus bill after stimulus bill. They even lowered interest rates below zero. After the first year of social distancing, new strains of the virus began appearing. Deadlier strains and more contagious strains. Strains that caused blood clotting and internal bleeding. Strains that could also spread by the wind. The government tried to suppress information about the new strains as much as possible to avoid panic, but that just made things worse. As people found out the truth for themselves, the economy fell even harder. By 2022, the entire US economy collapsed. Stores ran out of supplies and anarchy erupted on the streets. It was pretty much a Walking Dead style free-for-all. Every man for themselves. Luckily, I was in the military when the bloodbath began. I also didn't have any family members that were close to me. My mother and father both died when I was young, so this virus really didn't impact me emotionally. Maybe that's why I was chosen for this job. Anyways, after the economy collapsed, the US government put every last dime into the military. That was our final defense. The last beacon of hope to restore order in a sea of chaos. The government did everything in its power to keep the virus away from military personnel. But even that wasn't enough. Every branch of the military started to get infected. When this started to play out, I thought I was doomed. I knew it was just a matter of time before the virus spread to my unit. Right when I thought all hope was lost, I was called into my boss's office. I was told by my commanding officer that I would be transported off the base. I asked him, why? And he told me, you must be pretty fucking special, because I don't even know why. Later that day, multiple black Chevy Tahoes pulled up to the base. Multiple men in black suits exited the vehicles. They escorted me out of the base and into one of the black SUVs. I wasn't given any information. After an hour of driving, we started slowing down. I glanced out my window and saw a blue sign. It had the word FEMA on it, and below that it said Mount Weather Emergency Operations Center. I knew Mount Weather was an underground base, but nothing could prepare me for what I was about to see. We descended down an elevator shaft for what seemed like hours. The elevator doors opened to a sprawling underground metropolis. A bustling city stood before me. There were streets, cars, streetlights, corner stores, basically everything you could imagine in a city, but underground. My mind was blown. After departing the elevator, I was led to a command center. I was told this room was the eyes and ears to the outside world. It was basically the equivalent to the Situation Room in the White House. It was here where I was finally briefed on what the fuck I was doing. They told me, based on certain criteria they were looking for, I was selected to be an astronaut. They said in the likely event that the whole world goes to shit, you will launch with a few supplies and rendezvous with a top-secret American space station. They informed me that the International Space Station had been compromised by Chinese and Russian assets. The next 3 years were pretty much routine. Every day I woke up with my assigned partner, John. He was old enough to be my father, which was odd, but I never questioned his age because his mind and body were in impeccable shape. We trained in an Olympic-sized swimming pool for 3 hours, ate lunch, trained for 3 more hours, ate dinner, and then went to sleep. The weekends we had off, which was nice. In the underground city, life seemed normal. This was quite the contrast to the outside world. On the streets, riots were a commonplace. Crime was at an all-time high, and inflation essentially made the dollar worthless. The intelligence we gathered showed China and Russia were building up their military in a massive way. They were making fighter jets never seen before, new battleships, and even new ballistic missiles. It was pretty clear that they were planning something big. After the virus outbreak, they took extreme measures to stop the spread, unlike the civilized United States. They would gather up infected civilians and burn them alive. As cruel as this sounds, it was extremely effective in containing the virus. Their economies were able to reopen, while the United States' death count continued to rise, and its entire economy was forced to shut down indefinitely. All the military generals concluded China and Russia would strike mainland United States. It was just a matter of time. Well, that's exactly what happened. back to the present moment. John and I turned off the new broadcast and raced to the command center. Upon entering, we sat down at a big round table. On the far side of the room was a large screen showing different strategic plans. The lead general shouted, "Man, we are fucked." Another officer replied, "No way. Our F-22 Raptors will blow those two bombers out of the sky." The general snapped back, "It's not just two, they're everywhere." He pulled up radar signatures on the large screen. Hundreds of dots populated over the east and west coast. The general said, "There are hundreds of bombers. Even if we deploy every fighter jet in our arsenal, we won't even make a dent. There is nothing in the manual about this." Another high-ranking officer asked, "What should we do then?" The lead general responded, "All of the planes spotted so far are long-range, nuclear-capable bombers. If my gut feeling is right, they are armed with nuclear warheads. They are likely lining up their targets all over the country and will drop their loads all at once." The general stopped mid-sentence and pointed toward John and I. He continued, "We need to get these guys to the space station as fast as possible to ensure the United States doesn't go completely extinct." John and I rushed to our prep room to get suited up. John finally spoke to me, his voice shaky with apparent fear. "Man, so this is really happening, isn't it?" I replied confidently, "Sure, looks like it is. As long as we rely on our training, we will be fine." After suiting up, we rushed to the underground train. The train connected to an underground launch site where a state-of-the-art rocket, more powerful than the Saturn V, stood hidden from the outside world. Once we arrived at the rocket, our training immediately kicked in. We were in the rocket, strapped in, and all systems go in 10 minutes flat. Houston Command Center was talking through our mics. They said, "Systems check, all in the green." "We are ready to launch," I replied. "Start launch initiation sequence." The countdown was started. I could feel powerful engines beneath me start rumbling. Houston Command Center began relaying back the countdown. As soon as I felt the rocket leave the ground, I said back, "And we have liftoff." 5 seconds after liftoff, we finally rose above the ground. Through my small porthole, I could finally see the real world. It was hard to take in. Burning buildings, cars, and dead bodies littered the landscape. It was hardly the world I once knew. We were passing 10,000 feet when my mic started going off like crazy. It was the command center. "Nuclear bombs are going off everywhere. Good luck and Godspeed to you both." Then the connection went dark. John turned his head towards me, his skin paler than Casper the ghost. All of a sudden, a blinding white light filled the cabin of our rocket. My greatest fear was realized. I glanced out my porthole and looked down at the ground. A nuclear bomb had just detonated right where our rocket exited from underground. Thank God we were already 20,000 feet above the ground, or we would have been toast. I thought to myself, how did they know to detonate right where our rocket was located underground? I knew there were only three possibilities. Either they hacked into our systems and stole our plans, or they had a spy reporting back to them. Or lastly, it was a lucky guess. I ruled out the last possibility because I don't believe in luck. I turned to John and said, either someone hacked into our systems, or we have a spy in our midst. Right when I finished the sentence, John's eyes quickly darted away from mine. Right then, I had a gut feeling John was the spy. I thought to myself, all those fucking years of training together and hanging out. What a bastard. If John was the spy the Russians and Chinese picked, I knew they made a monumental mistake. I could tell John was the type to fold under pressure. In front of me was the computer screen with all the navigational logs. John watched over me nervously as I scrolled through the waypoints. The waypoints led us right to the original space station, the Russian and Chinese controlled station. I looked over at John and said, "You mind explaining why our rocket is heading right towards the enemy?" He looked me dead in the eyes, color flooding back into his face. He said, "Because I am the spy tasked with sabotaging this mission." It all hit me at once. I knew John's timidness was all an elaborate ruse. I knew I must not underestimate him. He could be KGB for all I knew. We were accelerating too fast for either of us to unstrap and move around the cabin. I looked at our gauges. We were now passing 200,000 feet. We would soon be in stable orbit where I could unstrap and fight John to the death. But right now, all either of us could do was manipulate the flight computer. I tried pulling every trick I knew in the book to override the waypoints. John said, "It's no use, son. I've disabled the system." I ignored him as I continued to fumble with dials and switches. It was of no use. John spoke again. "Son, join us in creating the new world order, one where everyone contributes their fair share, where there is no 1% taking all the profits." I replied, "Why the fuck do you keep calling me son?" John answered, "I am your father. I left you at an early age to be a spy. Here, look." He reached into a side pocket of his spacesuit and pulled out a 1-inch by 1-inch picture of me as a toddler. All the blood rushed away from my face, my mind in shambles. My father continued, "You can be a part of something greater than yourself. The United States has fallen. Just accept it. Once we find your secret space station, it'll be blown up like the rest of your country. If you join us, you will be considered a war hero and will be given the highest honors. You and your future family will be set for life. What do you say, son?" I paused, took a deep breath, and collected my thoughts. I replied, "Go to hell, Dad. As soon as this rocket stabilizes in orbit, I am going to kill you."